Music by Marquez, the Danzon No. 2 with the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas, conducted by Alondra de la Parra. Judy Wagley with you here on Afternoon Classical Music. It's Tuesday afternoon. This is WCMU, a listener-supported service of Central Michigan University. And support for WCMU also comes from the Michigan DNR. Michigan offers unique ways to make the most of winter, from hiking, fat tire biking, and lugeing at the Muskegon Winter Sports Complex to candlelight skiing and snowshoeing. There are many snow-worthy events taking place in Michigan state parks, trails, and other outdoor spaces. More at michigan.gov/winterfun. And support today comes from Crooked Tree Breadworks in the Clock Tower Plaza on M119 north of Petoskey, featuring European-style artisan breads, butters, the 3 o'clock baguette, and addictive granola. Meal orders available at breadworks.com. Your old car, boat, RV, or motorcycle could equal hours of great listening on WCMU. We'll pick it up for free, whether it's running or not, and you can get a tax deduction out of the deal. Donate your older vehicle today at wcmu.org/car. Joining me today in the studio, Dr. Eamon Eady. He is the Director of Choral Activities at Michigan University. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We have lots of activities coming up in the choral department at Central Michigan University, including a concert on Thursday.
That's right, Thursday evening. Yeah.
Time, place?
7 p.m. It'll be in the Staples Family Concert Hall there in the music building. Usually our concerts are on weekends, and so this is something kind of new, and just one. Sometimes we do two if we do concerts on Sundays, but this is going to be just one Thursday evening, February 21st.
I've noticed that it's a pretty good bet that if it's a Tuesday or a Thursday, there's something going on at the School of Music.
That is right. That is right. Those are our evenings for recitals and concerts, mostly, especially when the Staples Concert Hall is going to be used. So there's always something going on. Lots of great music all the time.
And who will be performing on this concert?
So this will be our women's chorus, men's chorus, concert choir, and chamber singers. So that we actually are in a new format now. We just have on the books, it's concert choir and chamber singers, but the concert choir meet, tenors and basses meet on Mondays and Wednesdays, and sopranos and altos meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they all meet together on Friday. So they actually each sing a little set of repertoire as treble, women's chorus, and men's chorus, and then they sing a repertoire together.
So the singers from the concert choir and are the same singers that are in the men's chorus.
That's
and
correct.
The women's chorus.
That's correct. We used to have a women's chorus that was separate, but it was smaller and also sort of our least experienced ensemble. And so we thought we would change that so that our youngest singers, least experienced singers, weren't singing in the smallest group. So the concert choir absorbed that group, and the concert choir is very large, 75, 80 students. But the women in that group still sing as a women's chorus, yes, and the chorus. So it's cool. They've got with all the cancellations and stuff lately, they've got a lot of music still to sort of polish up in the next 2 days. So we'll see.
Well, it's nice that all of the singers sort of do double duty.
That's right. That's right.
And
the
get that experience singing in different ensembles.
Yes, it's totally different repertoire, and often the singing is a little bit, the approach to their singing and their tone is different when you're the highest voice in your ensemble, like a tenor in a men's choir, then all of a sudden you're not when you're singing in an SATB choir. So that is something that makes it interesting, yeah.
Well, believe it or not, 100 years ago when I was in college, I'm a soprano, and I was singing in a barbershop group in college. I mean, it was part of our choir. And I sang bass.
Right.
And it's a very different kind of
it's
thing.
It's totally different. Exactly. And the concert choir, a little segue here, the concert choir, about 90% of them are also serving as the opera chorus for the opera that happens in a couple of weeks. So those students have a lot on their plates right now.
And we'll talk about that in a minute or
two.
Who is eligible to sing in any of the choirs at Central Michigan University?
That's a great question. The choirs are open to anyone, all of them are. Now, the chamber singers is the most advanced group. That's the one that is auditioned in the sense that you either get in that group or you don't get in that group. The other choirs, the students sing an audition, but everyone is placed in a choir. You're not turned away. So
you just need to hear what they sound like.
Yeah, exactly. So we have music majors, of course, all vocal music majors especially, all throughout the choirs. We have some instrumental music majors, band and orchestra students. And then we also have non-majors, people who, which are some of my favorite students, people who had a great experience in middle school or high school, but they're majoring in biology or business or whatever it may be, and still want to continue that experience and participate in that artistic outlet. And so they sing with us as well. And we have non-majors in all the choirs to really, really fine singers. Sometimes we'll pass through there who are not majoring in music. Yeah.
And you know, that's so important because people could perform and be involved in music all their lives.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I work with church and community choirs as well. And you're right. I work with anywhere from 8, 9, 10 years old through over 90 years old. Yeah. So
are there opportunities at CMU for children and adults?
Yes. For adults especially, we have our festival chorus, which is a town and gown is the old name for it. You know, the combined students and faculty or academia and faculty. I mean, students and faculty. Students and community.
Mm-hmm.
Academia and community. We have that group. They will be singing a concert in April. They're going to perform the Duke Ellington Sacred Songs with the jazz band.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's really something really different. So not like a Haydn Mass or something, which we did most recently. So I'm interested to see how that is received and how it goes, but I'm excited to do it. We have groups within our churches, especially, and our elementary schools around town. We don't have a CMU-sponsored or facilitated children's choir, but it's something that I would be very interested in one of us over there at the music building getting that going, because it is a tight community here, and a small enough community where everybody kind of knows everybody, and could be the ideal place for something like that. Yeah,
there's such nice repertoire for mm-hmm. young choirs too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. So when you decide to what is going to be on a program, when you program a concert,
sure,
what are you going for?
That's a great question. You know, it wasn't until I studied with Andre Thomas at Florida State in my doctoral studies, and it wasn't until I was with him, which was after I taught middle school and high school, that I had anyone really grill me on the idea of having a theme for a concert, other than just occasional, you know, seasons or holiday mm-hmm, concert mm-hmm. or spring. But real themes, love and war, death, all the kind of themes you can have, in a choral concert. But, so I've drifted in that direction a little bit, but I'm still not kind of a one theme guy, unless it's just the holiday concert or something like that. I'm always looking for variety for the students, in terms of what we're exposing them to, the literature, and then variety for the audience mm-hmm. sake as well. And variety means a number of things. Of course, you've got your time periods you're going for. You want to do some early. We start the concert with a madrigal. Most of our stuff is, I would say, 20th century or the last 150 years, but, so you've got the time variety, style variety, in this concert with the students singing in women and men's groups, and then together you get that variety as well. That just a different variety of sound, which I think is one of the most important ones actually for the audience. If it's just the same sound, you know, over and over again, that can get kind of boring. and even if it's beautiful, you know, it can get really sleepy in the room. So different kinds of sounds, styles, time periods. It's always important to sing pieces of music in languages other than English. That's important. But I really try to run the gamut. Almost every semester, for example, we don't have a vocal jazz ensemble just for that. But we've done our share of Gene Perling arrangements and things mm-hmm. like that, because that was an important part of my life, and I make the chamber singers at least sing one of those almost every semester. We did I think the last time I was with you, we talked about the Steve Zagree arrangement of Smile, the Charlie Chaplin tune. That was a vocal jazz arrangement.
Steve Zagree from Western.
From
Michigan,
Western, that's right, of Western Michigan
Gold
fame.
Company.
That's correct. So and then this time we'll do a Bono of U2 fame wrote a song called MLK in honor of Martin Luther King, and Bob Chilcutt, the British composer of Kingsingers fame, wrote one for the arranged it for the, I think it was arranged for while he was a member of the Kingsingers. We're gonna all the students are gonna perform that together at this concert, with it being Black History Month, and so just all that kind of variety, mm-hmm. along with your English anthems and your French madrigal, and just, you know, we try to run the gamut.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I love it.
Well, obviously, we haven't had the concert yet, so
right.
We don't have a recording, but we do have a recording of last fall's concert from October 21st, and we wanted to listen to this piece by, is it Craig Courtney? My Wordless Prayer.
Oh, sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Craig Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is My Wordless Prayer, and this features the concert choir under the direction of Dr. Eamon Eady, my guest today on WCMU. The Central Michigan University Concert Choir, under the direction of Dr. Eamon Eady, Director of Choral Activities at CMU. That was Craig Courtney's My Wordless Prayer. And Dr. Eady is my guest in the studio today, and we're so glad you're here with us today, talking about the concert coming up on Thursday evening, 7:30, Staples mm-hmm. Family Concert Hall. I'm new here. I'm still getting
old. Yeah.
And featuring all the choirs.
Yes.
And lots of great music.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you want the audience to take away from a choir concert?
I'd like for them to, that's a great question. I'd love for audiences, I'd like to hear people tell me later that they heard something new that they hadn't heard before, that they liked. I also, one of my biggest things is I'd like for them to experience that the students are really, really enjoying themselves and really into what they're doing. That's important. So far, it seems like we have that. We do have that energy in the choral department at CMU. It's always been there. Before I was here, it was there. And it seems to be continuing. And just the kids love to sing.
You could hear it.
You
hear the energy even on the CD.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I'd like for the audience to be sort of caught up in that when they attend concerts, and for them to leave wanting to hear more.
And singers can express that in a way that instrumentalists can't.
That's
you know,
true.
With their face, with their voice, with their eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
With
that's
their body
true.
Language.
It's a very that's true. It's a very engaging art form. And I always try to get the choirs together for at least one song. All the choirs sing something together. My wife is also a musician, so when I ask her what her favorite song was after the concert, I'm always waiting to hear her say whatever the nerdiest answer is, and she always says the one where they were all singing together. I just love it. I just love it when they all sing together. You know, it just has a certain, doesn't matter, it really matter what the song is, it just has a certain energy to it, yes. A certain togetherness. So that's something that's very important to me.
And also you can see that sense of everyone working together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So that's Thursday evening, 7:30 at the Staples Family Concert Hall on the campus of Central Michigan University. All of the CMU choirs under
all
the direction of Dr. Eamon E.
Yes, yeah.
So we have a two-for-one special today.
Yeah, we do.
And we'll go on to the next thing.
Sure.
Another big thing coming up for the choral department.
Mm-hmm. The opera department this year is putting on Sweeney Todd. And the choral department is heavily involved. We don't put the opera on. We have our own department and our director, Dr. Eric Tucker, one of our veteran voice faculty members. But this semester, this time around, the concert choir is serving as the opera chorus. So a rather large, bombastic, opera chorus for Sweeney, appropriate. So, and the students are really enjoying it, although it's really a sprint to the finish line preparing. We've had some school cancellations and whatnot. So lots of material. That is March 15, 16, and 17, the weekend of March 15th through 17th, also in Staples Concert Hall, 7:30 the first two nights, and I want to say 2:30, the next day on Sunday. I'm not 100% sure of that one, but yep. So opera, Sweeney Todd.
Now, some folks might not put opera and Sweeney Todd in the same sentence.
Right, right. And I'm not one to go into it too much. I'm not an expert, but it is sort of. But there are some who would say, you know, it really is kind of an American opera. I think you've got so much. I'm conducting the pit for the opera. Off the top of my head, I'd say 90% of this thing is sung. So very, very, there are, I wouldn't be able to pick out one scene that was longer than any of the other ones, or, you know, because it's more spoken. Mm-hmm. There are several with maybe, if you're looking at the score, maybe one page of lines, you know, before there's music playing again or someone singing again. I mean, it is really... and it's very difficult as well.
Yes.
The roles are, I would say, the other distinction I would make just from my point of view as the conductor is the workload on the lead roles in terms of, it is far greater than your average, I think, American musical. The Sweeney and Miss Lovett, those people are, I don't even know how many songs they sing off the top of my head, how many, how much time they spend on stage, but it is a really, really large workload. The show is double cast and wonderful. Both casts working very hard. Dr. Tucker, he'll probably be in here to talk about it at some point, I would think.
Actually, he's joining me on Thursday to talk about the Da Capo concert.
Oh, Da Capo. Yeah, he does that as well. Yeah, well, make sure you grill him on the opera, too. He would love to talk to you about it, but... yeah, so Sweeney, a little bit of a curveball from the opera department, I guess you could say, but Sondheim, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, yeah. The music by Sondheim. That's why it's very difficult to sing and play, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
Will the CMU Orchestra be in the pit?
It's just sort of a...
Pit band?
A pit band, a combo group, yeah. Maybe like half full orchestra, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. We don't have we're too big for the orchestra pit, but not full orchestra. But should be lots of fun. Yeah.
Sweeney Todd, the story of the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
Don't plan on eating any meat pies.
Oh my gosh.
For a while.
Yeah.
Ew.
Right.
Speaking of Sweeney Todd, on the same concert where we just heard the Craig Courtney piece from October 21st, the choirs, which choir was
it? It's the concert choir.
Oh, the concert choir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Performed the prologue from mm-hmm. Sweeney Todd, and we have that queued up and ready to go.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
It'd be great.
Let's give it a listen. Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, and as we said, watch out for those meat pies. Sweeney Todd, the opera coming up, the show coming up with the Central Michigan University Opera Theater coming up March 15th, 16th, and 17th under the direction of the chorus, under the direction and the pit of Dr. Eamon Eady, the director of choral activities at CMU and my guest today on Afternoon Classical Music. Thanks again so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So concert on Thursday, the 21st, 7:30, Staples Family Concert Hall. Free concert?
Free concert.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Featuring all of the choirs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great music. And then stay tuned for Sweeney Todd, March 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Yep.
And we'll let you know all about that. We'll let our listeners know all about that, too.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Such a high quality of performance going on at the CMU School of Music. As you know, I'm new
here.
And I had not been around it too much before. I'm so impressed.
It's a great place
to everything.
Be.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes. The students are so talented
mm-hmm.
and so dedicated, and the faculty, and wow.
Thank you.
Yes, for all of our listeners, I would encourage everyone to take in as many performances as you can.
Sure, yeah. We'd love
to
have you.
Great opportunity for live music and wonderful, wonderful performances. Nice for the audience, nice for the students to see all of those folks in the audience.
Absolutely. Too. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I know you said you have rehearsal at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
So.
Gotta go.
Now, what is today? What is the 2 o'clock
today
rehearsal?
Is the Women of Concert Choir at mm-hmm. 2 o'clock, and then mm-hmm. the Chamber Singers rehearse at 3 o'clock.
Busy day for you.
Busy day, that's right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you again soon.
I hope so.